Donald Rumsfeld is just a few months away from a milestone. If he stays in his job through December, and most analysts think he will, he'll become the longest-serving Pentagon chief in history, passing the Vietnam era's Robert McNamara. Rumsfeld has defied repeated calls for his resignation, and this week he again insisted he's not stepping down anytime soon. NPR's John Hendren has put together this chronicle of Rumsfeld's survival skills.
Donald Rumsfeld has been asked about his departure so many times that he's developed a series of stock responses. There is the confidently dismissive Rumsfeld.
Those reports have been flying around since about 4 months after I assumed my post in 2001. I have no plans to retire.
There is the humble Rumsfeld, here talking to NBC's Tim Russert.
We serve at the pleasure of the president.
But you have every expectation of staying for how long?
I serve at the pleasure of the president.
And then there is the beleaguered Rumsfeld, swatting away the pesky doubters.
I'm hard at the job, working hard, and getting up every day and thinking what we can do for the troops and the wonderful people who serve our country.
Rumsfeld has survived the prison abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib. He survived accusations that he's encouraged torture of terror suspects following the deaths of prisoners in custody. Perhaps most notably, Rumsfeld has survived reversals in the war in Iraq, including a post-invasion plan that's been widely criticized as inadequate, a persistent Iraqi insurgency, and allegations of murder by U.S. troops in Iraq. Yet the questions began again this week after former White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card confirmed an account in a new book by The Washington Post's Bob Woodward that Card had discussed replacing Rumsfeld with President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush. Asked about any plans for leaving, Rumsfeld told reporters traveling with him in Central America, "No, no, no." And Rumsfeld still seems to have the backing of his commander-in-chief.
I'm traveling today with a man who's done a fine job as the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
The president phoned Rumsfeld to reiterate his support after the release of Woodward's book, State of Denial. Here's White House spokesman Tony Snow.
I think what the president simply wanted to do is, given all the press attention and everything that's been going on, to say, Don, I still have faith in you and I support you.
Henry Kissinger, President Nixon's Secretary of State, famously called Rumsfeld the most skilled bureaucratic infighter he'd ever known. Military analyst Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute says the description is well-earned.
Donald Rumsfeld is the bureaucratic equivalent of a cat. He has nine lives. He always lands on his feet. Now, why is that? Well, it's partly because he's extremely agile, especially in dodging responsibility. But it's also because he doesn't trust anybody.
In the 1960s, Republican Melvin Laird was a member of Congress when he told Robert McNamara it was time to resign. Laird himself became defense secretary in 1969, announcing immediately that he would leave after 4 years, which he did. In 2001, Laird sent a copy of that statement to the man he still calls Rummy, as he recalled in an interview this week.
Rummy, I talked to Rummy last night, and Rummy does not feel that he is worn out in any way, and he told me he would serve as long as the President of the United States wanted him to, and that he was serving at his pleasure.
Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute says that leaves Rumsfeld's fate in his own hands.
I don't know how long Mr. Rumsfeld intends to stay, but I do know this. He's not going to leave under fire. If people want him gone, they ought to stop criticizing him.
Rumsfeld was the youngest defense chief ever when he served President Ford in the 1970s. He's been the oldest ever since he returned to the job nearly 6 years ago. The average tenure for the job has been 3 years. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.